Hey, welcome back to Auto Transport Intel. I'm Jay, your host. It is noon. It is Friday. It's Central Time, and that means it's time for Cars on the Move, where we're live in the transport parking lot with Ty. Let me just say this. Thank you for tuning in. Please do leave a like. Please also feel like you can hit that share button, hit that copy button, text, email, share on social media the link to this live show. We're going to be live for 30 minutes. And we're with Ty live in the transport parking lot. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to help you grow your business. So you can also go to autotransportintel.com, click on sign up, become an ATI insider. And it's not just for carriers, also brokers, dispatchers, dealers. If you are trying to, and please do join the live chat. We don't have anybody in here yet. That's okay. We're going to do the show anyways because we go from live to on demand. And so I've said enough. Let's go to Ty live in the transport parking lot. Ty, can you see me and hear me okay?
Yeah.
Cool, man. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm just chilling.
Good. I'm in the transport parking lot. It's a little windy today.
It's
a little cloudy.
It is kind of windy. Actually, the sky looks awesome on camera. Yeah. And so if the wind kicks up, you know, we'll try and give you one of these, or say it's windy, you know, but we'll do the best we can. I know it's windy. It was 2 days ago. It was nuts.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and give you the America's Auto Auction.
And hey, Victory Lap Transport's in here. What's going on? Yes. Okay, America's Auto Auction. What's going on?
America's Auto Auction, Kansas City, this week. Roughly 1,100 cars, so that's up. They did have their factory sale Wednesday, their consignment sale Thursday. We're not sure the exact number, but I'm hearing 65% sale. So what that tells me, there were approximately 600 cars that are sold at this auction that somebody has to move somewhere. All right? So, and you know, your show on Thursday, Dispatching Live, still my favorite. Although I gotta say, old Brian, man, he's coming on strong, real strong. But one of the things you guys are talking about, the loads are down below. And I was thinking last night, you know, you can strategically, I bet Sue can figure this out, but strategically, if you know your auction and your sale day, you can probably follow the auction and the sale day and watch your central dispatch load board loads go up and down that should correspond with auctions, because I'm an auction guy, right? Although that is changing now that we have the digital auctions. So anyway, that's kind of my auction update. I did talk to a lot of dealers yesterday. Again, I saw two more that I'd never see at this sale. Start talking to them. One of the guys, get this, one of the guys is okay, when we say rooftop, that's 10. This guy's got 10 rooftops, okay? That's 10 different dealerships in 10 different locations. Hadn't seen him here that I know of in a long time, if ever. Hey, buddy, what are you doing here? I can't get cars over there, and I can't get cars over there, so I'm going to come over here. Oh, that's great. What are you doing with your trade-ins at all your 10 roof? Well, we're leaving some of them at the lot, and we're doing the online in the back of your lot sale. I think I can't remember. I would be lying if I told you who he used. But I know he didn't say backlot or ACV. The next one was, is the stores that are close, we make a transportation deal with the auction. We're bringing them to the auction. So, again, some of the things I noticed, and I talk to you guys a lot. I'm like, follow the car, right? What does that mean, Ty, follow the car? Well, look at the color. Look at the miles. Look at the year. Look at the body. Look at the tires. Look at everything about the car. Look at the inside of the car. And what I mean by that is I'm at this auction, which runs a pretty good variety of make, model, year, miles. What I'm starting to see is newer model, year, okay, 18, 19, 17, with low miles. Okay, that's a big sign that guys are sending inventory to these auctions. So, anyway, what I always say, talk to car dealers. They'll tell you everything you need to know. Hang out at auctions if you can. There you go. There's your auction update in Kansas City, Mo.
Right on. Good job. That was awesome. Well, that's the thing is that we've come to really get used to seeing you in the transport parking lot, connecting dealers, auctions, and carriers. And so if you're new here, thank you guys for tuning in. Thanks for tuning into the live chat and saying hello also. Appreciate that. If you've got a question for Ty, if you've got, hey, look at that. We can see in the background there is, it seems like, okay, that's a different high rail. That is, oh, and look at that yellow. Is that a Kenworth?
It's a Pete. It's a high rail Pete, yellow high rail Pete. Excited. Now, high rail, you know, I've never been a high rail fan.
Yeah, I know. I remember you saying that. Why? Now, why is that? Because some guys are really into high rails.
Yeah, they are. Typically, the high rail guys are what we call long haul. They're going to go more than, you know, a couple hundred miles. So they like that so they can pack more cars on, right?
He still has to get up on the ramps to load. He can't. It's not a quick loader. He can't load from the ground, can he? Not necessarily.
Yeah, he can. Look at this.
Yeah.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, how are you, sir?
Good, man. How you all doing today?
What's up, Jay? Hey, I recognize you. How you doing?
Doing all right, man. Trying to make some money. Got a new guy starting on Monday. Well, a new guy that used to work for me.
That's all right. So, are you going to drive your...
I'm driving my white one now at night.
You are?
And I'm hauling cars during the day. That's Outlaws.
Car hauler right there,
Outlaws.
Dave.
Outlaws.
Good to see you.
I'm going to put on another truck. Not another car hauler, but buy some tractors now. I'm getting ready to get in a 5-car Sun Country. Me.
Hear that? That's our favorite trailer, by the way, the 5-car Sun Country.
I just hate Sun Countries.
You do.
I don't like their finish. But I don't like the trail's finish. I don't like anybody's finishes. They're not painters. They're car trailer builders.
That's true. Know, so. True. But, so you're going to get a 5-car Sun Country?
No, I'm actually going to. A buddy of mine has them. And I'm going to drive it for him for 85%. So then I can... And then I have my step deck.
Okay, you got your step deck.
With ramps. That was all the big crane stuff.
What are you going to put? Oh, where's the Sun Country going to be pulled from? Or with?
From here. With my 379. Yeah, the 290 wheelbase truck.
All right.
Yeah, it'll be cool.
It'll be good.
Yeah.
Everything else good for you? Busy?
Yeah. Yeah. We'll probably be slow this next. You know, we were slow during the election. Going to be probably slow for the holidays a little bit. You know, the big manufacturer shut down and it kind of shuts everything else down. But other than that, we're standing.
And you have your own customer.
I have all my own customers.
You don't hang out on the load board.
I don't. I have the load board to watch my customers. to make sure my customers stay loyal to me because I'm loyal to them.
That's good.
But, I mean, I have my own customers. You got to get out there and dig and get in the trenches and get muddy. And
talk to car dealers.
That's it, man. Talk to car dealers. Talk to guys like you. Talk to Jay. You know, talk to the auctions. Stay in good graces with people, too. Don't burn bridges.
No bridges.
That's the number one goal. Don't burn no bridges. Awesome. I'm going to go get loaded.
Thank you.
Thanks, buddy.
Need help. I'm going to walk around on your trailer and show everybody what this is. This is the quick. Oh, don't worry. I will. This is what we call the quick loader. See the difference between this and that? Okay, I always tell guys, less working components. That means less things can break. This has a lot less hydraulic cylinders, a lot less hydraulic lines. That has a lot more. Okay, you guys understand what I'm telling you here? See this? This would be your top deck on the back. Top deck back. Cylinder. Just to lift the deck up, one on this side, one on that side, one right here. Oh, here comes Dan. Let's watch Dan. Whoa. You guys see that? Hey, Charles. How you doing? Good. Okay. So this is one deck right here, right? One deck. This is one deck on the top. We've got one. See that? One. Look, it's got another cylinder, another line, and it's got two. So anyway, I think you can understand what I'm saying. I hope you can. This has a lot more working components. You can do more with this trailer if you need to. It takes a lot longer to load. And once it gets a little older, a lot more things break. Okay. How are we doing with the wind, Jay?
Oh, man, that was amazing, dude. I'm telling you, seriously, that was, like, fantastic cinema, and the wind was reasonable. There was a little bit while you were talking. But I said it great too, stuff.
DHI, baby.
DHI. Shout out to DHI. What's up?
816, what? 213-3669. Anywhere, 24 hours, Midwest. Thanks, Dan.
And so, say that DHI, anywhere in the Midwest, 816-231. I know, right? Dang it. We'll have to
rewind
the tape, and we'll get the number. Hey, by the way, we got a couple questions in here. Victory Lab Transport. Hey, Jay, ask Ty, is it wise for me to buy an enclosed trailer for high-end deliveries? I'm in Northern Virginia where there are a lot of high-end cars, Tesla, Maserati, etc. I am local. And if yes, what size to start off with? Thanks for the input. And I'm just going to say this. Listen, I know the Northern Virginia area, and he's right. There's a lot of people with money in that area. And I know, like, enclosed is not your specialty. Right, Ty?
No, but it's a great question. And so it goes back to what I talk to everybody about, right? Who's your customer? If you're going to have an enclosed trailer, who's your customer? If I heard it right, there are a lot of high-end dealers. Is that what I heard?
There is, yeah. Northern Virginia, okay. There's a lot of people, a lot of money, yes.
Okay. So if you want to pursue that market, your customer is going to be high-end dealers. I don't know. Or is it going to be people with a lot of money?
Yeah, I'm going to go with car collectors, high-end dealers. Listen, this is where people that work in D.C. live, okay? And there are a lot of folks, a lot of high-end executives that like to have a few nice cars in the garage.
Well, this is where it always falls apart for me because... Yeah.
I know, right? Yeah.
Where are they? You say individuals, and I always talk about dealers.
Well, here's the thing. I know, but you know, one of the things we kind of talk about, I think it's a segment we need to learn more about, is the car collector arena. It's huge. Yeah. And when things change, is when people want to collect the past, and things have been changing a lot. I have a feeling that there are lots of people scooping up those cars.
Well, here's the reason I have a hard time with it. There's not a defined lane. If you want to live with the classes, sell to the masses. There's not a defined lane. You're talking about individuals who are buying cars all over planet Earth, and they want them shipped to them. Where's your strategy? Where's your plan? What's your lane? I don't know. I'm not saying don't do it. I'm saying go talk to car dealers. That's what I always say, talk to car dealers. Then I guess look at Google. I don't know. I mean, don't get me wrong. There's a huge business, right? Look at Reliable in quotes. They're big.
You know what? And that's actually one of the marketing strategies that's well known is, what's your competition doing? And so you just mentioned Reliable. Yeah, good. That's good advice. Check out who are the top enclosed carriers and how are they growing their business. Now, you're not going to find that on the homepage, but it's definitely a way. I think that this niche will require extra research. And even a guy like Serge the Car Hauler, he's been doing enclosed for years. And I told Serge, buddy, you know stuff you don't even realize. We all do that. We know things that other people don't know, and we don't even realize it.
Yeah. So the reason I keep looking around is I'm supposed to meet my Ken, my repo guy here somewhere, if he shows up.
I was
kind of excited about talking to him. But anyway, I want to go back to Tuesday night, which, by the way, thanks again.
Oh, thanks, man.
Tim, great guest. Incredible information.
Amazing.
One of my takeaways from that, since Tuesday, thinking about it, I went back and even watched it. I could talk to that guy probably for another 2 hours, right? Whoops.
Oh, phone call.
Now I got it. We're good.
All right.
Talked to him for a long time, but I was thinking about Tim. Do you know Tim has a lot of connections with a lot of dealers that move a lot of cars? He has a lot of connections with a lot of dealers that move a lot of cars. And, you know, I don't know what their deal is. We're getting to know him a little bit better. We know a lot of the same people, and I'm sure something will come of it. But again, I was thinking, okay, I keep asking everybody the same question. What do you do with your trade-ins and where do you get your buys? And it's, I don't feel like we don't know, or at least I don't think we. What are dealers doing? So I think part of my new mission is, as I'm talking to dealers at the sale, right, and I'm seeing big, big dealerships, right, bring a lot of cars, trade-ins, to the auction that has the doors open, that has the drivers driving them through the lane, I'm seeing it. Okay, so where's that guy buying his inventory? Well, he's here.
And, you know, it's interesting. I like what you're talking about because, and that, by the way, that show's doing great. And we're really lucky Tim. We had Tim on the show. Yeah, that Max Digital show, yeah, there was a great response. So, yes, he was. He was talking a lot about appraisals and trade-ins and consumer cars, which is also what Paul Machine of Black Book has been talking about. And they're giving us a cue to pay more attention to this space. Also, as physical auctions, you know, there's a wane there. There's some level of decrease. Where are all these trade-ins? How are they being transported? Who's transporting all the trade-ins? So,
no, where I think where it goes is this, you know, the word disrupt that everybody was talking about last year. Everybody's disrupting. So and it is disrupting, and we don't know the answer. I mean, like one of the guys I talked to yesterday, the tin roof guy, tin rooftops, that guy. Some of our cars are staying on our parking lot. We're being more selective as to the ones we keep and the ones we get rid of. At this location, we're going to leave them here. They're going to do the online sale in the backyard. You know, did I have the time? Did he have the time to sit down and start talking about percentages and, you know, were the cars bringing the money? We didn't have that conversation. I don't know. But my point is it's disruption. So when I'm at the physical auction and I physically see there's 1,100 cars and I see 325 buyers here and I know that there's a 65% sale, I can see that. That makes – I get it. The guy that I'm talking to that's selling the cars online in his parking lot, I don't see that. I don't know anything about it. I don't know who picks them up. I don't know who buys them. I don't know what that is. So there's a big disruption. I think I've got the answer to the disruption, which is ATI.
Well, thank you. I do believe that we are getting in line with the disruption and will be there to help share the information during the disruption. The revolution is being televised.
Yeah.
With that smarter software, right, there's less transportation because of improved software for the dealer and changes at the auction.
Yeah, I mean, I want a guy through your show, ATI, calls me yesterday. We're talking to him. He's up in New York. I talked to him about a week ago. Jason Rosado or Rosado, right? I didn't think about it. I talked to him again yesterday. So I talked to him a week ago. I told him, go talk to car dealers and call me back. So he calls me back. Hey, I talked to 4 car dealers. How'd it go? 3 kicked me out, and 1 said, I do in-ops if you want them. Okay, so we're learning. But as I talked to him, I said, are you – he mentioned he has a central dispatch account. I'm like, okay, I don't think you need one because you're just at this place where you're, you know, 3/4-ton, 1-car hauler. What are you going to do? You don't want to go very far away from home. You want to stay in town. And I said, have you signed up with ACB? No, hadn't heard of ACB. Well, ACV is going to be a good one for this guy. New York is a train wreck right now anyway. You can't talk to people. It's everybody up there is either leaving mass exodus or locked in their house. So good luck trying to do business right now. But if you can get hooked up with a company like ACV, I'm sure you can probably stay busy right around town. Does that make sense? So disruptions everywhere. It's crazy. I don't have the answer. Jay doesn't have the answer. We're just telling you what we see, what we know, what we hear. And here's what we know.
Well, you know, well, here's something else that we're doing here is that while there is this chaos and, you know, mass exodus, we read, you open the newspaper and you're like, oh my God, you know? And then so, but on Auto Transport Intel, for the most part, we're acting like most of life is either normal or will be normal, right? We don't spend a lot of time talking about what's going on in the news, politically, COVID, etc. We know all those things are happening, but when the dust settles, because the dust will settle, Auto Transport will still be here, and so that's what we're focused on. So I like to think that we provide a bit of normalcy 4 times a week.
Yeah, well, you definitely do. I mean, I was thinking about all the work you do. I was like, 4 times a week, dang, it keeps the guy busy. And I don't even know half the stuff you do, so I do appreciate you.
Well, but, thanks, man. You know, what's interesting is that, I mean, truth is, and I like to, right, while we talk about Auto Transport, I try to share, you know, share bits of personal information. And we're probably going to miss Ken today, and that's okay. He's on his own schedule, but if he rolls in at 12:31, you know, he's on. Go. And so that'd be great. And it is. It's tough to schedule. But, yes, going live 4 times a week, it is hard. Luckily, I was built for this. I've been a media guy for 25-plus years. I mean, I was shooting VHS in the 80s. Scout's honor. And I'm not a scout. But I mean, I have just always been doing this. And so, it's so exciting to have found a niche. You know, there is no other car shipping business channel. It's awesome. And we're really, I can see, and I think we're seeing this now, especially with a lot of the folks on LinkedIn that realize that transportation is still pretty messy and unknown. That there are folks on LinkedIn that are seeing, wow, this Auto Transport Intel thing, there isn't anything like this. We're connecting transportation to the dealer and auction side. We know there's some interviews out there, and there's some information and articles, and that's cool, and that actually helps part of the news ecosystem. But if you want to take a really deep dive and understand, this is the channel. And so it's really, really neat that we're the ones bringing that. I mean, dude, there is nobody that like this. We've seen footage of auctions. I was kind of thinking this a few minutes ago when you were talking, and I was seeing everything. I just took a photo of me in the broadcast booth setup here because there is a bit of history in the making, and I'm aware of that. And I know I'm honking. Yeah, I get it. I'm tooting my own horn. That's fine, but I also like to give historical context during, you know, what is who. Every day is part of history. Each of our days. Just like it was cool when you were talking to that. What was DHI? What was his name?
Dan.
Dan. Okay. I'm going to write that down. Dan. Oh, yeah, because D for Dan is part of DHI, isn't it? All right, then. So Dan, even Dan recognized in the moment that he was talking, he's talking about his, you know, he's got his business. He loves trailers. In fact, when he said about nobody does a paint job, only he can realize, you know, that kind of feedback, I thought, oh my gosh, every trailer manufacturer could use 5 minutes with this guy.
It's been a problem for about 20 years, Jay.
Oh, phone call coming in. How crazy is that? Yeah. Wait a minute. The paint job on car hauling trailers has been a problem for 20 years. Doesn't anybody talk to car haulers?
I think the car haulers that spend all the money to buy these things new, definitely tell the manufacturer how they feel. I will tell you that is true. So I guess the question is, are the manufacturers paying attention? Don't know. Can't hear you.
Check, check, check. Can you hear me? No. Okay. You know what? Hey, I'm glad you said that. My audio was out for a second there. Let's go to the live chat. All right, I'm back. Let's go to the live chat. All right. Hey, what's up, Fritz? Let's see here. Okay. So, wow. Tell them to slow down. Victory Live Transport said slow down. Was it too much information too fast?
No, I was talking about the guy, Dan, driving the car up. But that's how car haulers do it. Guys have been doing it for a while.
That was a wild shot. Man, that was a wild shot.
That's how we roll.
That was.
The guys that have been doing it, that know what they're doing, that's how you load. Well, it's a little slower, but not much.
Well, and you know, and well, that's the thing. And actually, it's interesting. Okay. Hey, let's talk about Hansen and Adkins.
I saw that.
Did you tune in?
I couldn't. No, I didn't have time to.
That's another thing. Almost. I think that's one of the problems about the media and meaning like we make these shows. A lot of people don't have time to tune in. You know, I get almost every show. Man, I missed the show. Sorry, I missed the show. Couldn't tune in. I couldn't take lunch. Victory Lab. He was right. Yeah, the car was moving really fast. But. Yeah. It's hard to take the time. Well, anyways, Hansen and Adkins went live on Facebook yesterday. I tuned in. I saw it. Mic check 1, 2, 3. We're still good? Yeah. Actually, my audio's went down a little. You know, and that's another thing. I've been trying to... Video production is a painful process because even the audio was a little hot in industry news last show. It bugs me. Anyways, I tuned in for Hansen and Adkins live on Facebook yesterday, and it was a lot, you know, they were talking about the team and the company and the culture and the camaraderie and the benefits, and it was good, it was interesting, but it is hard. It is hard to put on an event like that and make it everything you want it to be. Now, they did a pretty good job. They had a tech guy. Then they had this guy, Tom. I don't know who the other guy was. I know he was an owner or a, you know, something. But they had 3 Hansen and Adkins people. Now, Barry Williams was not on camera. I did want to hear a little bit more from Barry. The audio's good. Thanks, Victory Lap. That's really cool. But anyways, the Hansen and Adkins live Facebook event. Here's a takeaway. Put this on your calendar. They had their event yesterday on it's Friday, December 11th. Hansen and Adkins is having a virtual job fair live on Facebook. So that's something people can tune in for. Here's my one. Hey. Yeah, go ahead.
I sent a driver to the, Jack Cooper guys.
Nice.
Had a guy call in, sent him that way. I think I might send them 2. I know one for sure, but that made me think of that when you're talking about Hansen Adkins. Jack Cooper. Remember? Jack's back.
Jack Cooper. Jack is back. Here is, and this came up on Dispatching Live yesterday, and we're almost ready to wrap up, so thanks for tuning in and sticking with us, is that when I hear companies insist that they're the number one company ever, it kind of bugs me.
Well, it's marketing and branding, but that's okay.
But it's a little culty. That's why when I have the ELD punch with me, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just my work history. But I've been at too many companies that think they're the number one of all time. And companies that do that get a little culty. It's okay to be number 2. It's okay.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, but nice segue is back to this auction, right? Can you see behind me here? can still see what I'm doing, right?
Yeah, I can see it.
I'm still in the transport parking lot. I was just saying, there's 1, 2, 3, 4. I just saw. Hold on, you got to see this. See that?
Wow.
And then wait. See that other one?
Yeah, it's hard to see, but yeah.
That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stingers, okay? Stingers, nice. 9-car haulers in the transport parking lot at one auction. That's a lot of cars.
Well, yeah, and I've noticed that. I mean, that's the thing is that, so there's a disconnect between the load boards and, because these 9-car stingers probably, for in general, they're not booking cars off load boards. Dan at DHI, he's got his own customers. You heard what he said about load boards.
Yeah, definitely. Well, again, you know, talking to you guys out here that are doing the job, that are wanting to start a car hauling company, already started one. I mean, I talked to a guy this week that came in through your show, Jay. This is no joke. He's been doing it for a year. They signed up for the ATI Insider, talked to me for 20 minutes. At the end of the 20 minutes, he's like, what have I been thinking? What happened? That's all I need to do is just go. He used to sell cars. Talk to him. I tell him, dude, have you talked to your car dealer buddies? Have you asked them, do they go to the same place every week? I didn't think about it, but they do. Wow. No joke, man. You could hear in his voice, like, wow, the lights went on. Everything. Wow, that's all I got to do. So go talk to car dealers. I'm sure they'll blow you off. I'm sure. Oh, and we still got Paul, you know, the dealer vendor match. Go sign up for that. Work on your sales pitch. What's your business plan? What are you trying to accomplish? Who's your customer? I can keep going, but well, I'm just telling you, these are important things.
No, and it's good. And also, because on that note, like I had a guy come in on YouTube wanting to get into auto transport. And I was thinking, okay, because you and I talked about this. Okay, so why do you want to get into auto transport? Oh, he wanted to be an auto transport broker. And he said, this is cool. He said, hey, man, love your videos. Do you have information on being an auto transport broker? I've looked at some of the videos out there, and his words were, they're kind of schlocky. Like, and it's funny because I do believe that there's an opportunity there, and we're going to look into this, and we're going to try and help this guy. Great shot. And also, I know the wind is hard. But why do you want to get into auto transport? Because if your current background contains no vehicle information, I suggest a lot of research, right? And go hang out with like car mechanics. Get to know cars. But if you already know about cars, if you've been selling cars, if you've been fixing cars, you've been hanging around racetracks, right? You're a car guy. You're a vehicle guy. Yes, the next step is learn how to look into getting into business, which isn't logging in all the load boards, right? Getting a souped up computer. That's what you do if you're me in video production. But if you're into moving cars and talking to people about moving their cars, you talk to Ty and you ask the question, why do you want to do this?
Yeah. Yeah. Why do you want to do this? Well, it always goes back to what I say. First is can you live 6 months without a check? Our buddy Harrison down in Arizona is a true testament to what I'm talking about. He actually saved the 6 months, so he had it before he started. Guess what? He blew through it. It's gone. So he's had a series of not so good events, and it was a good thing he had some money saved up. Now he's back on track. He's talking to car dealers. He's making it happen. He's making it work. So can you live 6 months without a check? Go ahead.
Victory lap. Perfect question. What are the first three things you should mention to a car dealership, right? If you want to get their business.
Hey, you ready? Watch. Hi, my name's Ty. I'm the transport guy. You got 5 minutes? Yes, no, right? Let's go with yes. Hi, I'm Ty, the transport guy. I transport cars. What do you do with your buys? What do you do with your trades? I'm from this area. We probably know some of the same people. And I like to go from here to here. And if you go from here to here, we might be able to make something happen because I do it really fast. How long did that take? Did you time that?
That was about 30 seconds. So I'll tell you what, I know Victory Lap, he's scribbling furiously like, okay, wait, I got to get this again. Okay, so, oh, wait, here we go. He's actually got more. This is awesome. You know, this is the power of live video. This is so cool. He says, I've been a certified mechanic for 12 years. I figure it's time to make real money and work for myself, and I'm prepared to work hard. As a mechanic, he knows, right? So, but Victory Lap, you're ready, dude. Okay, listen. Here's what you got to do. I'm going to put in the link to sign up. You need to sign up as an ATI insider. It's free. There's no cost. And if you're worried about, you know, what is this? Listen, man, just go click on the link, go to the page, read what it's about. Because what we want you to do is, and here's the frame, ATI Insider. You're just going to put in your name, your email, phone number, company name. And
I may have talked to Victory Lap.
Yeah, and I wonder if you have. And here, I'm going to put in Ty's phone number too. Ty, 417-483-2764. And you know what? You know what's next, Victory Lap, is get that seat at the round table Monday night, December 7th at 7 p.m. and sit in and listen to other guys talk. Because at the round table, half of that is people talking about what they're doing to get dealership business. That's half of the table.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And so what, you know, it's like I always say, there's not one size fits all, right? I don't know Victory Lap. I may have talked to him. If I have, I
want to say Devin, but can't remember.
Anyway, what I'm saying is the first step, if you've been a car mechanic, have you worked on dealer cars or were you a mechanic in a dealership? So if you're a mechanic in a dealership, you already have the in you need. You go talk to the used car manager. Remember what Tim said Tuesday night about the used car manager? That is your guy, right? So if you're a mechanic inside of a dealership, you already have an in. You can go talk to the used car manager and you can ask him, where do you get your used cars, your used car inventory? You might be at a big dealership where they have an actual inventory manager. You want to talk to the guy that's in charge of buying used cars and dealing with trade-ins, inventory. You want to find out, where do you go get your cars on a regular basis? Regular basis, okay? Where do you go on a regular basis? Then we start talking about what kind of equipment do you have? Are you just driving around in a 1-ton and a 3-car? You got a 6-car? You got a 9-car? I don't have anything. That's why I'm listening and talking to you guys. Okay, well, can you live 6 months without a check? Yeah, got it. You got decent credit. That's important. Why is that important? Because it's directly associated with your insurance premiums, right? Tune in to Brian. Listen to that guy. He's got a lot of good information. I'm always the guy that says, let's go find out who our customer is. Let's build a lane. Let's build relationships. You guys heard what Tim said Tuesday night. If I have a guy that I can pick up the phone at 11 o'clock at night and he'll answer the call, I will pay him more money. That's what Tim said. Did you hear that?
Yeah, dude. Man, he was awesome. And that's the thing. I love how this all ties together. You just referenced, we keep referencing the shows. I was thinking about this last night. Tuesday night show is where we have, it's now grown into, it's experts, interviews, and like higher level information. These are the people that you want to do business with, maybe, right? Depending on who's on the show. And then Wednesday DOT, this is where if you're starting out or if you're worried, if you're not doing something right, Brian, your DOT guy, wants to help make sure you're in line so you're ready to do business. Dispatching Live is really for, it's filling in the gaps and maybe thinking about your business model. Because if you're ready, if you're banging your head against the wall when you stare at the load boards, you might be ready for what happens on Friday which is growing your business and thinking about business strategy. Why are you doing this in the first place? And then we just rinse and repeat four times a week. It's amazing.
Yeah, it really connects well. And, you know, that's why I say I like the Dispatching Live, because honestly, it's going to push you one way or another. Dispatching Live is going to push you one way or another. You know what those two ways are? Out of the business or go get your own customers.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. Sue's had how many drivers that stay with her forever?
She's amazing. That's why I feel so blessed to have her as my co-host.
Yeah.
Because she, unbelievable.
So the thing is, you look at Sue, you look at the guys that have been with her forever, it works. I'm not saying my way's right, okay? I'm just saying both sides, Ty and Sue, both have complications, plenty of them. There's nothing easy if you go with Sue, dispatch your load board. There's nothing easy if you go with Ty, go get your own customers, okay? I like go get my own customers because if I have a problem, it's on me. I get to deal with it.
Well,
does that make sense?
Yeah, and
I don't have all the crap that you guys deal with on Thursday in the middle. I can call the one guy. You know, you guys are like, man, you can't even get a hold of anybody. Guess what? I can call my customer and say, where's the car? Where's the gate pass? He'll answer the phone.
And part of this American dream is being in control, right? We want to have control of our business. If you are booking loads on load boards, newsflash, you are not in control of your business.
It's what we call chasing money.
And that's the spot market, which again, the spot market in the freight world, it gets talked about. In auto transport, it doesn't really get talked about. But that is the spot market. That is your, do I say leftovers? Or do I say last resort? All right. I have beat the dead horse for the day.
Good job.
And by the way, Victory Lap Transport is Devin Richards out of Virginia. I thought it was Devin. And 7 years at independent dealer, 5 years at Lexus dealership. That's 12 years a mechanic. Independent in Lexus. Yeah, you guys got to hook up. Oh, Ty and Brian are heaven sent. Really appreciate you guys. He says, that's super cool, man. Yeah, so Devin, talk to Ty again. Make sure you're signed up for the ATI Insider. You'll get the weekly emails that the show is going to go live on Tuesday nights. You'll know who's on Tuesday nights. And you get to, you know, talk to Ty. You'll be in touch with Ty. Get a member profile on the ATI Slack member network. So that's where you can keep it. Because people say, you know, well, that was a great meeting. How do I talk to those other guys that I met? Through our Slack network. I know it sounds kind of techie and like, what's Slack? Really, you don't have to write everybody's phone numbers down and get the emails. It's all on Slack. And we want to help you understand that. And that's where Ryan and Auto Conversion comes in. But I think we're over time. I think we've...
And we did good.
We did good.
It's good. So I always like to leave on a high note, right?
Yeah.
The high note is there's plenty of cars, right, at the auction. There's plenty of people moving cars at the auction. And we've got a lot of repos coming. And the good news, we didn't get to it, which we can later, but the good news is Manheim is opening up 12 more.
Oh, yeah, we didn't even do the... I'll tell you what, let's take 5 more minutes and just look through this news. Because, yeah, Manheim... Oh, let me get those titles off the screen there. Hey. So on autoremarketing.com, we read about 12 more auctions to run cars through lanes in the Manheim pilot program. Manheim was at 2, and now they're going to add another 12. We got Manheim, Ohio, Dallas, Fort Myers, Florida, Lakeland, Florida, Pittsburgh, San Antonio, Albany, New York, Cincinnati, Ohio, Dallas, Fort Worth, Omaha, Manheim, Texas Hobby, and I think that's Houston, and then Manheim, Nevada. So,
wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. And that's, you know, right. Manheim's going to run cars through their auction lanes? Wow. So anyways,
that's good. That's really good news. And you guys know me, I'm always kind of a little bit on the fence with the Manheim and what they do. I was thinking about it today, though. I really do need to. If I have offended anybody at Manheim, I need to apologize. I was thinking today, you guys are a big company, and I'm sure you've got a lot of bureaucracy and a lot of challenges that I don't know about. So if I've been mean to you, I apologize. Because this whole deal has been tricky. But it's good to see you guys opening up. I'm really thankful for that, and hope the best for you guys. I really do.
You know, I appreciate that, and I've got to probably, here's what I'm going to do. I'm second in line. I'll dip my finger in the holy water, and I'll say I'm sorry, too, if I've offended anybody. And I can't help, but I add humor into almost everything I do, and I can't help it. But I truly, we appreciate Manheim and ADESA as part of the ecosystem. It is a big part, an important part. The reason we get frustrated is that we love this business. We're passionate about it. So we get frustrated when we see other people being frustrated and we don't understand. And the thing is that what would be nice is one of the things we'll read about headlines. Like we read that headline and then there's not additional information all the time. And sometimes we just wish there was more information. So whether it's through the Manheim Connected YouTube channel or something on LinkedIn or whatever, we're looking for more information and reinforcement of what's going on. So yeah, I mean, that's great that the lanes are open. We're actually,
we applaud that. This is good news too, because, and this is where I think we have the ability, if we can clean up our act, or if I can clean up my act, just say, we have the ability to bring people together. Cause I just talked to a guy in New York yesterday. I said, man, I think you're screwed. Manheim's closed. ADESA's closed. If you can find an independent auction that's open where you live in New York, good luck. Let me know. And the reason I say that, this is good news, and I'm glad we brought the article up, is because now I can call that guy back, Jason, tomorrow, today, after we get done with the show. Hey, guess what? Manheim Albany is going to be open. Get a hold of some car dealers. Go talk to the auction. Follow the, guidelines. And
that's one of the things too. Will they let a transporter near the people that need vehicles transported? And this is one of the problems. So to be fair, like that Manheim handshake deals email, you got me a little worked up. But I think that's reasonable. Let's do this. Let's go to the next news article, right? Let's not destroy the good that we've tried to do. Car Global Backlot Cars. Car completes the acquisition of Backlot Cars. This is a really big deal to Car Global. I mean, enormous. Do you want to expound on why the Backlot Cars deal is such a big deal to Car Global?
I don't know why.
All right. Thank you. We got the articles. We can read about it. You know what we really need? We need Peter Kelly, CEO from Car Global, or somebody else to come on Auto Transport Intel, and let's talk about why it is such great news. I actually, and Backlot Cars, I can't remember who it was. I messaged somebody, hey, you're with Backlot Cars? Come on Auto Transport Intel. That's what this channel is for. Hey, right? You know what? Well, there... Oh man, do we have fun or what? Okay, so I'll tell you what, man, this has been an awesome, this has been another great Cars on the Move. Ty, thank you so much for everything you do, for trying to keep our audio out of the wind, for showing us the trailers live, and for talking to hard working car haulers. You're the man.
Well, we'll get with Ken.
Yeah, we'll get him. Sure, he's busy. We understand that. Hey, this is why it's so hard to get a two-hour window during the week to pick up a car. Repo guys are busy.
Yeah, they are. And I talked to him before, hoping he would make it. But
it's all right.
Talking to those guys have a wild schedule, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I've for years I've been mean to them, but golly, they got a wild schedule.
Yeah.
So anyway. Have a good weekend. If you need me, you got my number. Thank you, Jay. Love your show.
Thanks, man. Come on. A great weekend. I'll talk to you soon, buddy.
All right.
Take care. And that is, we're signing off. So Ty has signed off, guys. That's the end of Auto Transport Intel for the week. We always end it with Cars on the Move on Fridays. Be sure to tune in. I don't have the image in front of you, but Tuesday nights, yeah, do I have it? Here, let's see if I can. I'm just going to bring that up here. Let's get these titles out of the way. And Tuesday night show is, it's auction and transport consolidation. So Tuesday night, we're going to have one auction view. They've never been on the show before. Sky Hallman, he created One Auction View. I believe he's the founder. And One Auction View is somewhere, it's an interface where you can go to see all of your online auction buys. Why does that matter? Let me tell you, Mark from Superflow is integrating with One Auction View with his Transport Auto Quoter tool. So we're going to see that. We're going to get a view of that on Tuesday night. So you're going to want to tune in for that. It's going to be a great show. Tuesday Nights Live is always 8 p.m. Central Time every Tuesday night. And so this has been a long Cars on the Move. So I'm going to let you go. Stay safe. Be good. Enjoy your next week. And we're going to have a shortened week. We're going to do Tuesday Nights Live. And then we're going to do a Thursday Thanksgiving special, Dispatching Live. Ty's going to be on that show. No Cars on the Move next Friday. Take the day off. Please try to take some time off. I'm trying to enjoy the holidays. I know it's crazy times, but we try to keep it all together here on Auto Transport Intel. So stay safe, and we'll see you soon.